Cotton, Portland insurrectionists little different from secessionists who tried to take over Fort Sumter in 1861. By Jeff Poor on July 21, 2020. Tuesday, while being interviewed by Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, explained how the anarchists and insurrectionists operating under the guise of protesters in Portland, Oregon were little different from the secessionists that fired on Fort Sumter, South Carolina in the prelude to the Civil War. Cotton declared given those in Portland were threatening federal property, and the local authorities were not cooperating, it was incumbent upon the federal government to act. Steve, the federal government cannot allow anarchists and insurrectionists to destroy federal courthouses, federal buildings, or other federal property, he said. These insurrectionists in the streets of Portland are little different from the insurrectionists who seceded from the Union in 1861 in South Carolina and tried to take over Fort Sumter. And just like President Lincoln wouldn't stand for that, the federal government today cannot stand for the vandalism, the firebombing, or any attacks on federal property. It is right to send federal law enforcement in to defend federal property and federal facilities. The Arkansas U.S. Senator explained how the Trump administration was reacting was what was called on by the U.S. Constitution. Portland has been an extreme case. The radical left-wing mayor, who is basically in league with the defund the police anarchists on the streets, has seen over 50 days of rioting, and looting, and anarchy in their streets. But if you see something similar in other cities where anarchists, insurrectionists are attacking courthouses, attacking federal buildings, attacking federal land and property, then, of course, the federal government has a responsibility to defend its installations and its property. That's what the people expect us to do. That's what the Constitution calls for us to do. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.